It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team ended non-conference play with a 94-88 comeback win over North Platte Community College on Saturday. The T-Birds shot over 63% from the floor in the second half and dominated the Knights in the paint and on the glass to improve to 5-1 on the season. Cloud County scored 56 second-half points and erased a 13-point deficit with under 5 minutes to play to pick up their third straight victory over North Platte. The T-Birds ended the game on a 24-5 run over the final 4 minutes and 43 seconds, highlighted by a pair of three-pointers by sophomore guards Sincere Burnett and DJ Holloway, as well as a pair of dunks during the scoring run from redshirt freshman MJ Stackhouse and freshman Deontez Walker. Freshman forward Al Brooks Jr. led the way for Cloud County, scoring 28 points on 11 of 17 shooting. Brooks, the current Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference Division I Men's Basketball Player of the Week, also recorded 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, and 2 steals before fouling out of the contest. Burnett finished with 18 points, a team-high 6 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals. Burnett connected on 3 of Cloud County's 8 made 3-pointers in the game. Walker was also in double figures, pouring in 16 points on 6 of 11 shooting to go with a game-high 13 rebounds. The T-Birds controlled the glass 45-35 and outscored the Knights 24-10 in second chance points and 48-28 in points in the paint. Cloud County opens Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play Wednesday against Seward County Community College. The game will start at 8 p.m. inside Arley Bryant Gymnasium.